right, Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. I traveled out to Hawthorne Ridge on Tuesday, and I wanted to catch up with Mercer County sophomore golfer Robbie Holzleig. So what were you working on today, practice-wise?
Clawson had us working on some putting drills and doing some chipping today, so that's pretty much been it so far today.
Well, I told you off the air that the one thing that I've been impressed about you, at least box score wise, is you've been pretty consistent. I mean, you turn in about a solid 40, it seems like 40, 41, 42 all season. Now, as a golfer, I know you're saying, well, Taylor, I want 36, 37, 38 is what I want, 39. So just reflect on your season so far as we approach the latter portion of September.
Yeah, I've definitely improved from last year. I like to try to shoot bogey golf or just a little bit under. So, like, 45 I'm totally okay with, but, like, last year that was pretty much my goal. I'd like to just try to get low 40s and hopefully break 40 sometime this season.
Yeah, you want to do that when the tournament's on the line. You told me the story. I didn't realize this last year. You had a chance to go to sectional and it involved a playoff at regional. So what was that experience like?
It was pretty cool. It was nice having my teammates right beside me, like cheering me on the whole way. And unfortunately, I didn't do so good in it. But it was just really cool experience. And experience that at such a young age is pretty nice.
Yeah, so I would assume how that works then. So it's a one hole playoff. Well, if you tie it, you'd continue to play on until the winner is determined. So I'd basically say then your teammates and the opponent's teammates are around the tee box when you hit the tee shot. So I guess what is that like where you're a freshman and you're trying to get, you know, to the next level of postseason golf?
Well, it's very nerve-wracking. My teammate Caden Miller, I was about to tee off and he goes, "Light the candle, Tiger." And I just started dying laughing. It was just really funny.
Did you hit a good shot after you said that, though?
Oh, God, no. I totally chunked it off the tee box.
So you told me, so what was the, was it Valley View? So what was the, so I'm always interested. So how, they determine basically what the hole is on a blind draw. Was that like a par 3, par 4, par 5? How did that work?
I believe it was a par 5. I think that it might have been hole number one, so I'm guessing they just did number one, and then if we would have tied it.
Easy for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you shot, so explain that playoff. Then you shot a bogey, he shot par, or how'd that work?
Yeah, I think that's how it went. I had a bad tee shot, as I said, and then I tried to hit like a really low fade or something, and it totally just went the other direction, and the kid just hit it nice in the fairway, and then he like hit it on the green on 3, and I hit it on like 5, and then made like a really long putt to save for bogey. So
yeah, and he unfortunately for you, he went on to participate at the sectional, and your season ended. So a little bit about your off season, kind of how do you work on your game, and what do you do golf wise in the summer?
I like to just come out and play 9 holes every day, or just try to golf as much as I can. I try to be on the range about every day or as much as I can. And me and my friend Gage will always be out here, either here at Hawthorne or out at the country club in Aledo. And, you know, we've been golfing since we were like 5 years old. And summer to us is just always golf practice, it seems like. So
yeah, and you're talking about Gage Lager, who is a teammate of yours. So how important is it to have a playing partner in the off season? You know, it's to go out alone and work on your game is a lot different than having somebody there to work on his game while you're working on your game. I assume that's pretty important.
Yeah, it's very important. Golfing by yourself, it kind of gets boring sometimes, and it's nice just to have a friend there and, you know, help encourage each other. And it's always competitive, and you know, some days he'll shoot a lot better than me, or it'll be vice versa. So it's nice competitive-wise to have a friend right by there for you.
All right, so a little bit about your ambitions here in 2019. So we're latter portion of September, so I think, what, early to mid-October, we start talking about postseason golf. So what are you thinking for you realistically as the postseason rolls around?
Well, I think I should be able to make it sectionals if I keep playing like I've been playing. And hopefully team-wise, if we keep shooting all four of us in the 40s, I think we should hopefully be able to move on to sectionals, hopefully, if we all do really good that day.
Yeah, I can't remember what dual meet it was. And I remember Coach Clawson said John Hoshite and I the results. And it seemed, because you're right about everybody seems like that's in that varsity lineup. They've been consistently solid in the 40s, but there was that one night where there were some huge cricket numbers, and I forget the text that Darren Clawson sent, but it was something like a rough night on the course or something like, and then he followed that with the numbers. You remember what that was?
Oh, that was the Macomb invite, and oh man, that was just everyone just seemed to do bad that night. It was a very like narrow course, and no one could like hit their driver straight and or make a putt, it seemed like. So
yeah, too many big crooked numbers. That's for sure. Basketball kid too, I know. So what was your experience like last year playing a lot of varsity minutes as a freshman? Several of you freshmen got thrown right into the fire last year.
It was really cool. Like it was just nice to get that experience as, you know, a freshman. Mm-hmm. And it'll be nice for this season, you know, if we play varsity again, to already have the experience and hopefully help out younger kids on the team and just build that program.
Yeah, well, as I wrap up, it's always neat when I'm around town and I see kids doing different things productively, and I ran into Robbie Holtzleg and Gage Lager one day this summer kind of throwing the ball around, and I was telling them these, like, great tales of success by myself. That was kind of a fun day throwing the ball around.
We were just throwing the ball around at George Pratt, and to see Jim Taylor running on track, he just joins us.
running very slowly and telling a bunch of stories that were probably not true. Well, it's fun following this Mercer County golf crew around, and good luck, Robbie Holtzleg. I know people will be following the golf program around, and hopefully you're playing deep into the postseason.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Robbie Holtzleg with us. We were out at Hawthorne Ridge on Tuesday on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.